趣的。那么其实 what did she say?
Yes, may I repeat what she said? She said,
那我这个重复一下，刚刚我说到，就是说她我妻子
Don't drive like that. I'm afraid when you do that.
你不要开这么快，因为我比较害怕。
So what might be important for the wife?
那么你觉得她的这个妻子比较看重什么呀？
安全。
Safety.
Right, safety is important to that wife.
那么针对于她妻子，可能安全性比较重要。
I give you another example.
那我再给大家举一个例子。
Your prospect is a businessman.
这个客户他是做生意的，商人。
And he wants to show to his customers that he is very successful.
他喜欢向他客户去展现出来他很成功。
Sometimes he takes his customers for dinner.
他这个带客户去应酬吃晚餐。品牌 brand.
So what do you think is important
brand,
to him?
Brand 是、
yes, the brand.
他的一个品牌比较看重。
Yes.
那么你觉得还有什么呢？
So which level should the brand be?
那你这个 and the prestige of the real.Interior. 那么你刚刚说品牌，品牌要怎么样啊？是属于哪个档次的？
首先的话，它是要展现它这个成功，
它也
是要在豪华
的基础上。And at least premium brands to show his success.
Yes. So image is important to that person.
其实也就是形象对他来说很重要。
And let me give you another example.
那我再给大家举一个例子。
There is a young man.
有个年轻人。
Who is a new prospect of yours?
那么是你们的这个。
And he doesn't have a girlfriend.
那他现在还没有女朋友呢。
But he likes to have one.
但他想要有个女朋友。
So he likes to impress the girls.
然后他想要去这个让女孩比较印象深刻。
So on the weekend he likes to take out a girl.
那么周末的时候，然后他约那个女孩。
For dinner.
出去吃晚餐。
And so his car is very important for him.
所以这个车对于他来说比较重要。
What do you think he's looking at?
那你觉得他看重什么呀？
外观。
The exterior design 还有什么？
外观。
不是你说外观，还有你那个 individualization.
Probably yes, and design.
那么这个设计，对吧
？What else?
还有什么？Power.
Might be power.
可能有动力。
可能也要有一定的地位的象征，要不然你
给他出。Maybe he wants to show his position or his power. Otherwise, the girl cannot go out with him.
Yes, right. So, what do we call that?
那你说这个需要有一个地位的象征，那你把它叫什么呀？
What kind of factor is it?
那有哪些因素啊？
产品的知名度。
And the recognition of the brand.
Yes. So, it is also image.
那还是其实还是形象是吧？
Because image is always important when you worry about how other people are looking, are thinking about you.
那么通常这个所谓的这个形象呢，一般就是他比较看重别人怎么看他。
So actually. The businessman,
实际上你就像商
人, he worries about how other business people think about him.
他这个比较看重这个他的其他的一些合作伙伴呢，或者是这个客户怎么看他。
And the young man worries about how girls think about him.
那么这个像这个年轻人呢，那他可能看重就是别的女孩怎么看他。
So it's actually a very similar thing.
那么其实很相近的。
Only the car might look different.
那么只不过就是这个车的话可能会有。
Because the businessman, he might have a family.
因为你像商人的话。他可能会有这个家人，
And the young man doesn't.
那么这个男孩他没有家人。
So the space requirement can also be different.
可能对于车的这个空间来说的话，就会有所不同了。
Okay, I'm going to show you another slide.
那么我给大家展示另外的一片。
Where we have all those factors that are important to people.
那么这个也就是这个客户可能比较看重的一些因素。
Here you have a list.
那么大家可以看到这个一个清单。
And we call these factors.
那么我们把这些因素
buying motives
都叫做购买动机。
And just take note of these
那么大家先记下来
because we need them again.
因为我们还会用到这些的。
They are very important.